Welcome to The Faithful Servant, a podcast reaching you in the midst of your battles, where you can find hope, joy, wisdom, and healing. My name is Eric Howland, and at the end of the day, my hope is that I can hear the words, "Well done, my faithful servant." Welcome, everyone, to The Faithful Servant Podcast. Have you ever felt that awkward feeling of getting up too fast? And for a second or two, you feel kind of out of balance. And if you don't sit back down, you have this feeling that you're possibly going to fall. You kind of get faint and you have to sit down. Maybe you feel like life in general is like that. And you don't feel balanced at all. Work takes up too much time versus your family. You feel rushed all the time and have little to no time to rest. Or you find yourself focused more on yourself and all of your desires rather than God. See, you end up on a hamster wheel in the same routine day in and day out, and nothing improves. Welcome to a life unbalanced. Ultimately, I think we all have an innate desire to live with balance, because that is God's desire for us ultimately. So we're going to lean into making a transition into living with balance. And I'm going to start by saying that these last couple weeks have just been a little weird for me. I like routine. I like living within balance. It just feels like everything, when I do live in that balance, everything kind of works together. These last few weeks, things have kind of been off kilter a little bit, and I've just really been kind of struggling with this. I kind of try to go through my routine. I kind of try to do things that will ground me, and, you know, but something just seems off. And this morning I was in my devotional time and it asked the question, "Are you too busy?" And I had to sit and just really think on that. Because to me, it doesn't necessarily feel like I'm living a life where I'm too busy. I'm not running here to there, or, you know, but what it came down to was this: am I too busy for God? Is God at the priority of my life? You know, over the last few weeks, I've gotten rid of social media, gotten rid of my Facebook account, got rid of my Instagram, and spending very minimal time on my phone. And I'm sleeping better. I'm falling asleep quick. I'm staying asleep. You know, from a mental aspect, I feel good. But am I diving into God enough? Am I prioritizing God enough? And that's where I want to hit today. And I've come up with kind of three rules that I just feel led to talk about how to get our life from an unbalanced way of living to a more balanced way of living. Rule number one, recognize everything comes from God. Matthew 6:31 through 34. It says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And see, Matthew's writing in this, quoting Jesus here. Seek the kingdom first. And that's that rule of recognizing everything comes from God. If everything comes from God, then our first priority should be to focus on God, to seek him, to seek his righteousness, like Jesus said. So what are you doing to seek God? For me, it has to start and end with my morning routine. I don't do a good enough job getting into the Word. Now, I do my devotional every day. I'm even writing a devotional. But when it comes to just dwelling on God's Word and seeking His will, seeking His answers, I fall short of that sometimes. And that's what I mean when it said to me this morning, are you too busy for God? Because I feel like I do a good job of just, you know, searching God in things I do, decisions I make. But is God my first priority? Is God where my mind goes right away in the morning? Maybe you're sitting here going, no, that's definitely not it. My morning consists of, I'm trying to get the kids ready for school. I got to first get them up if they are even willing to get up. I've got to help them get dressed. I got to help them get fed. I've got to get them to school. And then after that, I've got to get to work. I've got, you know, a lunch meeting after school. I got to pick them up. And our day goes. And then the next day goes. And God is sitting over here just waiting patiently and saying, just seek me. Make me your priority of the morning. Make me the priority of your day. Rule number two, time is precious. And we have so little of it. So make the most of it. Now, you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, you just got done saying that, you know, we're trying to live in balance and, you know, try to seek God and our life is already too busy. And now you want us to make the most of it. Yes, I want you to make the most of it by not worrying about tomorrow. I want you to make the most of it by focusing in on today. Not to stress out about things that you cannot control, but have the ability to be able to slow down enough to be able to focus on the day at hand and enjoy what God's given you. Stop chasing it. Stop worrying it. Like Jesus says, so do not worry, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? God's going to provide that for you. But oftentimes we find ourselves worrying about all these things. well, I've got to push through at work. I've got to work all these extra hours so that I could put food on the table for my family, or make sure that my kids have the clothes that they need to wear or that they want to wear. I've got to provide. I've got to do this. I got to do this. And we're just living a life of unbalance, of not being in control of anything, because we're so worried. You know, one of my favorite things to do every morning is to wake up and go sit on my back patio and just listen to the birds. They're singing in the trees. They're flying around. And if we stop for a minute and just listen, their singing sounds like praise to God. Thank you for the food that you've given me. Thank you for the shelter that you have given me. They're not worried about what's to come. They're just grateful. They understand how precious time is. So they want to make the most of it. You know, I started doing this at my kids' events. You know, if they're in the choir or they're in the band or whatever they're doing, I caught myself last year doing this. I would get my phone out and just record it. And I stopped and said, you know what? No. I'm going to just sit back and watch it with my two eyes and enjoy it. Not looking through a phone. You know, one of the reasons why I put myself off of Facebook and Instagram was because my life is not an audience for many. It's an audience for one. And God's not going to judge me for all the pictures that I post on Facebook. God's not going to judge me for, you know, the Instagram stories and how many likes and all the comments or whatever. God doesn't care about all that. So I took myself off because I'm an audience of one. I want to enjoy the memories that I have that day. I want to start living with a mindset that time is precious. And I want to focus on it. What I do have of it. Rule number three, determine what you value and pursue those things. Obviously, God is a first priority, like I said in rule number one. But what else is your priority? What else do you value? For me, one of my focuses for 2024 is to be more intentional with my daughter's lives, to be more involved in their schoolwork, to be more involved in their life outside of school, to be an avenue where they can come and talk freely. That's what I value. So when it comes to a decision of balance, do I put my job ahead of my girls? I understand my job provides for my girls, but from a mental aspect, from a physical aspect, my girls will always be my priority. I do my job to provide. That's living in balance, to be able to say, this is my priority. I need this to meet my priority, but it will never surpass my priority. I need God in my life. Because without God, then everything that I pursue, that I chase after, has no meaning. And most times it doesn't come to fruition. And then I'm living in an unbalanced life. So when you are driving home tonight, or driving to work this morning, whenever you're listening to this, are you sitting there going, I can feel unbalanced in life, and I don't know how to get out of this? Break it down very simple for you. Seek, stop worrying, and focus on today. Seek the God who gave you everything, who gave you the ability to wake up, who gave you the job that you have, who gave you the family that you have, who gave you life. Stop worrying about the things you cannot control, like tomorrow. God's got you. If you put Him first, God's got you. He knows what you need. Stop worrying about it. And then focus on the day at hand that God has given you. When you do those things, you're going to find that your life becomes more balanced. Your life just kind of seems to be able to live a life of, I have to do all these activities, but I'm living with peace. I'm at rest. I'm not running with my hair caught on fire. I'm enjoying going to all my kids' events. I am prioritizing work because my ultimate priority is my family. I'm prioritizing what I need, but I'm ultimately prioritizing God, who gives me what I need. And when you live with those three things, seek, stop worrying, and focus on today, I promise you that a life of peace, a life of rest, and a life in balance is what you're going to find. And at the end of the day, you will hear the words, "Well done, my faithful servant."